Welcome to Life Gloss, a beauty podcast for sassy and seasoned women who have lived life and have a drawer full of lip gloss to prove it. We're your hosts, Susan Gerdeman
and Hillary Clark Mina. Join us each Thursday as we discuss life and how it relates to the world of beauty inside and out.
I feel like we need jazz hands for this episode.
All the glitters.
Yeah, all the glitters.
Okay. Happy holidays and welcome to All That Glitters. Do we have to rethink shimmer and glitter as we mature? Do we turn up the holiday lights and shine? Or do we look back to our ghosts of Christmas past and reminisce about the years of glitter and shimmer? The big question here is, are there any rules in makeup anymore? I mean, Susan and I, we're total rule breakers. Every rule is made to be broken. The last thing in the world that we ever want to do is dictate that there are rules, or as you quote unquote mature, you have to do one thing or another. I see women still wearing frost into their 80s. It's their signature. They're going to die in it and they love living in it. We totally support it. But what are the differences between shimmer, frost, and glitter? And these things are really important for you to know as you transition, because we've all had that moment where we put on our makeup, we get into the car, you look into the rearview mirror, and you see your mother's eyelids. So we're going to help you navigate, and we're going to give you some products, but also some placement tips, so you can really go on this journey feeling like you have an arsenal of tools to help you get through it. Susan.
I've always hated rules. And I know everyone right now that knows me, you know, breathes in a collective. What? Yes, I've always hated rules. Are there rules in makeup? You know, yes and no. I think that there's rules are meant to be broken. And you should always, any human should always do what feels right for them. And I do think a lot of this antiquated, like, don't do this, do that, that's gone out the window. You know, I recently found a huge stack of magazines in my parents' attic when I visited, and it was all copies from the early 80s of Teen magazine. And it was full of all these do's, don'ts, tips, and beauty tricks and what you can do, what you can't do. And I remember, Hillary, like our generation growing up, there were such steadfast rules in beauty. It was coming from such a place of negativity. And hallelujah, thank goodness now we know that there really aren't any rules, you know? And if there are, let's break every single one of them. We know better now. That being said, to your point, are there things you can do that maybe will look better or have a different type payoff? Yes. And I think that's what we want to take a look at in this episode, is what will make you look your greatest and what maybe might not be the best thing to look at in that rearview mirror.
Exactly. So, you know, if you have had that rearview mirror moment where you look in the mirror and you think, ah, I'm seeing crepiness, I'm seeing pores, powder makes my skin look wrinkly, foundation makes me look like I have more lines, I look dry, this is definitely your episode. And here's one of the things that we want to talk about. As you get older, people are looking at your skin more. So skincare is more important.
Yes.
And one of the big things that I see is women going in and they're buying highlighters and upon highlighters upon highlighters to get their skin to look glowy and dewy. It's like hashtag glow up, hashtag glow anything has been so big for so many years. But here's my favorite, and this is my free makeup artist tip for everybody. Don't just rely on makeup for the light reflection.
Think of it this way. It's like frosting a cake that hasn't cooled yet. If you don't have the proper skin and proper skin care, well hydrated skin, you can, whatever you put on there is going to look terrible. So,
yes, exactly. Skin first, skincare first. I'm a huge advocate for lymphatic drainage. I don't care if you do it with your hands, with a roller, with a gua sha, with a device. Get your lymph moving and you're going to glow. Start there. But also, before you reach for a pigment or for a highlighting stick or for anything that's going to give you light reflection, you can rely on your skin. We're going for rich bitch skin here. And dewy, glowy, lean into an invisible highlighter. People are like, what is that? Go for an invisible multi-gloss stick. Gucci Westman has one with like a touch of glimmer. But so here are the things. You want to have a little bit of a light reflection on the high points of your face, not the greasy points. So not where you necessarily bronze them. But before you go in with a heavy shimmer highlighter or anything like that, like on the tops of your cheeks, go in first with a light reflecting cream. I love one that has an SPF in it because otherwise it's like putting Vaseline on your face. You're going to get sunspots. But go first with an invisible highlighter, and then you can put a delicate, delicate shimmer on top of that.
One of my favorite products that I use is Dr. Barbara Strum and her Glow Drops. That product is a skincare product with light reflection and luminosity benefits. I do my skincare, put on a skincare oil, and put a little bit of the Glow Drops on top, and it just gives the most radiant, gorgeous look on my skin. And I think that's what you're talking about, Hillary. It's skincare. I can skip foundation. I can skip anything. I don't necessarily want to wear makeup every day, and I don't. I'd rather get my natural glow from my good skin and from my workouts, from my meditation, from my self-care, from the foods I eat, from my nutrition. That's where I want my glow. That's where I want my glimmer and shimmer, not from something necessarily artificial or piled on top. That's what will make me not look my best for sure.
Right, right. Exactly. So I got to a point of where I was really struggling. Like, okay, a frost isn't working for me. A pearl isn't really working for me. A glitter can be too heavy. It looks like a showgirl. And then I just look like I'm trying too hard. So I've discovered a new category. Announcement to the world. It's called Schlitter. It's a combination.
You heard it here first.
Schlitter.
Schlitter.
Schlitter is where it's at, ladies. It's that light reflective product that's between a shimmer and a heavy glitter. Schlitter. I'm telling you, it's what gives you just a little bit of light reflection, but you won't look like you're trying too hard. Your teenagers aren't going to be like, oh, my mom's doing that highlight thing. And it's also not
my mom looks like a cast member of Euphoria. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you don't have that weird stripe of the liquid highlighter that you can see. It looks like somebody put on with their finger and you're like, oh, no. It's like not a badge of honor. It's like the racing stripe of age. You just don't want to do it.
70s. You know, we saw so much of that in 70s and 80s makeup, that artificial, you know, drag strip race on the cheek where you could really see it. You know, that's fine if that's the look you're going for and you're going to go to a rave all night. But I don't know about you. Not what I'm looking for anymore. So definitely get your glow from your skincare products, please.
Yes, get your glow from your skincare. You can even mix in a little bit of your liquid highlighter with an invisible highlighter. You just don't want to see the lines of demarcation. And less is more with a highlighter. You need a lot less highlighter when the skin is properly moisturized and highlighted. And instead of using like a powder, because then some of you are going to say to us, well, I don't want to walk around looking fully greasy all the time. Well, you don't have to. You can go in. There are plenty of like oil blotting creams with an SPF. Tizo does like an SPF mattifying like oil blotting. You can take those like through your forehead, down your nose, across your lip, on your chin, right where your nose meets your cheeks. And you can use creams that will blur in those areas to mattify those areas and then keep the others dewy. It's all about the dew. Yeah. So, and finding the Schlitter is really important. And companies that I have found that do a really good job with the Schlitter is for the face, Charlotte Tilbury, Chanel. I know we talked too much about that one. Pat McGrath for the eyes. Tom Ford does great Schlitter for the lids because the lids are really hard. It's like you want to have light reflection. Bobby Brown always told us go matte. You don't have to always go matte anymore. You can go matte and then do a pop of this is where that Schlitter comes in. It's not quite glitter. Charlotte's can get a little big for the eye. But Tom's is just the right size. Some of Pat's a smaller what you would consider glitter, but especially I find that if it's in a cream, like Guerlain did a really good one. Tom Ford does a really good creamy Schlitter.
Right.
That's where you want to look.
Yeah. And I think too, you know, besides if someone doesn't want to go full on Schlitter and all the shimmer and glimmer and all of that, you know, we talked a little bit about face oils and glow drops and, you know, glotions and things like that. There's also, you know, this whole new category and genre. And I think Bobby Brown over at Jones Road really has cornered this market. And that's those miracle balms and the whole balm beauty, you know, Darfon skincare really started that with their balm texture. They were one of the first to bring that in. And now you're seeing these brands coming along and adding color to facial balms to give you that glow with a hint of shimmer, with a hint of, you know, dewiness. Those can be really pretty if you are more mature skin, drier skin. But again, with balms, you definitely, definitely want to remember this golden rule, less is more. They can go bad fast, real fast.
Yes. Yes, less is more. And the miracle balms, you know, some of them are good. I've tried a lot of them. Some of them are a little too schlittery for me. Yeah. And so for all over, they're not great, but it's all about the placement. You want to keep like a soft, focused, suedey matte, like on the forehead, down the nose. Again, right. I do like something that, you know, has almost like a blurring to it. And that is softer than a powder. And then the balms. Yeah, you're seeing a lot going on with balms and beauty. And you can, even if you have balms at home and you have like a cream blush or even a lipstick that you love, you can mix pigment into your balms.
Absolutely. We've been doing that for years. Every before these, you know, products existed, we had to make so many of our products ourselves. And we still do. Those of us that are old school, I won't buy into a lot of that stuff. I can mix that myself. I can take any eyeshadow pigment, any blush, crush it up, toss it into a little bit of an oil. Boom, there you go. I'm good to go. So it's really, you know, you can do that at home too. You can take any product that you like that has a little bit of shimmer, a little bit of glitter, mix it with your skincare. Take a little bit of your facial oil, mix it up, have fun with it, you know, sprinkle it into your body lotion. I mean, it's amazing what you can do if you have a couple of minutes and you want to just play around and make these products. That's a great little money-saving tip for you. If you don't want to spend a lot of money on a holiday look, just mix it up yourself. It's super easy to do. What companies, Hillary, do you think are doing a good job as far as the holidays, you know, and talking about shimmer and shimmer products for the holidays? I know you mentioned Tom Ford and, you know, Charlotte Tilbury, Pat McGrath, but any other brands that you can think of that are doing a really good job as we start to move, you know, into the holiday seasons and New Year's and parties and things like that?
Yes. So many times when we look at holidays, we focus on like a smoky eye and a dark lip and we do all of that. I think it's a little bit more modern this season to focus on the skin. And again, this is like very French or even just more European in general. I like focusing on the skin and I love a healthy, healthy cheek right now. I feel like that's a more modern look. I love Patrick Ta, his double take cream and powder duo for the cheeks because it gives you that see-through sort of, you can use the cream on naked skin, use a little foundation or whatever concealer you're going to use. And then you can top it with a powder. You can do it on your lips for a twin set. And then you can strategically place any Schlitter on your eyes or anywhere else. So rather than going into like a shimmery holiday product, I like any sort of a double duo product, but I'm loving seeing like almost a fevery cheek for the holiday with a little bit more of a subdued, I wasn't trying that hard look, because a woman that walks out confident without an obvious holiday makeup is always very evocative and alluring to me.
Yeah.
Confident.
I think anytime you're too literal, it can just go sideways really fast, especially with beauty. I think talking about blushers, and we talked a little bit about these bomb blushers, these miracle bombs, et cetera. I know Revolution Beauty does one as well in the mass arena. But I think another technology that we've really been seeing that I think is just stupendous, and we're seeing it in RMS Beauty with Rosemary Swift's blushes, they almost have like a gel consistency. I know Lady Gaga, her House Beauty, done a beautiful job with those blushers that have sort of that gel powder hybrid. It just creates, it's like a cream. It's not a cream. It's not a gel. It's not a powder. It's sort of like all of those had a baby, and it's just got this gorgeous light reflection to it, a beautiful feel and texture. I think those are super pretty. I love, love, love Westman Atelier Light Up Stick. I talk about that a lot. Now she has different shades of it for different skin tones. That just has the most sheer, gorgeous luminosity. It's great on the brow bone, cheek. I love it.
Yes, that's the one that I refer to when I'm talking about the invisible highlighter. I love that one. I don't care for her others. I don't find that the pigment lasts at all. I'm a little disappointed in the other ones, if I'm being honest. And they're really big to carry, but I do. She's nailed it with the invisible highlighter one. Yes.
It does have the petite now. I noticed for the holidays, the petite size, I just bought those to take with me. And those are great because they're very lightweight and they're very tiny. So I think to your point, Hillary, you know, she probably realized that it would be good to have something for travel as well, because yeah, they're very large for sure, but gorgeous, beautiful packaging, beautiful line, beautiful product. We love Gucci Westman. I also think that taking anything that you're doing on the face as far as glow or, you know, glimmer or shimmer or schlitter, needs to go on the body too. I love that. I love body products and highlighting the body, the shoulders, the arms, the legs. I think that's just such a great way to get that sort of beautiful glow, festive glow. I love the Nuxe body oil from France. That's a mastige, really, product. I love that. Has a gorgeous oil with a shimmer. Looks great on everyone. Smells good too, I think.
I love that one. And as you're getting ready to show more skin, so many of us that have had, you know, we're seeing the sins of holidays past as far as, you know, the body of our skin might be showing some crepiness on the chest, or we have scars on the legs and we get a little shy. Arms can get a little mottled. So we get a little shy about showing skin. Westmore Beauty. So Westmore goes back all the way back to the, you know, the golden age of Hollywood. They were in there with Max Factor. They are making this incredible body makeup. It is budge proof. It's natural looking. It's easy. I've been doing a ton of black tie and a lot of strapless and backless this year. And it's like armor. I put that on and I can show my legs. I'm so pale and I get really pink on my legs. It's not a look I like, but I love a bare leg. So I will use that all over the body. You would never know that I have anything on. It doesn't stain expensive gowns. It doesn't transfer. And then you can dust a little powder. You can get a little highlight. So if your skin's perfect and great, you can, the Nuxe, the oil is unbelievable. But for those of us that need, you know, a little help with our skin tone when bearing a lot of skin, that's a great, great, great. The Westmore body's incredible.
Wow, I have to try that. I haven't tried that yet. I haven't been anywhere that I've needed to wear body makeup recently. I think I just need to get out more, maybe.
Yeah, You know, I got tired of wearing my black tie outfits to the grocery store. So my husband's like, okay, we're going to accept invitations. Stop vacuuming in a gown, Hillary. You know, and we've been doing it.
Yeah, I'm living vicariously through you right now. I think we've got some stuff coming up that we're going to do, but definitely, I think you're getting out more than I am these days. That's for sure. But I don't care. You know, I want to look good for me. I like getting up every day and looking good and feeling good. And that's, you know, all year long.
All right. So I think we've schlittered ourselves to death here. I hope everybody has the most fantastic holiday. Weigh in. Tell us what you think. What have you guys found? We learn from you. We want to know, what do you think of schlitter? What is your end all be all? And if you have questions, things that you just can't quite figure out and you're stumped, ask us. We want to talk about everything. That's what we're here for. So let's see. What are we going to talk about next? Ooh, well, I'm in Los Angeles. Susan's on the East Coast. And I know for so many of you, there may be snow on the ground, but guess what? The sun still shines all year long. So join us next week when we become shady ladies and we're going to gloss up on all things sunscreen and the best ways to protect your skin all year long.
Sunscreen, sunscreen, sunscreen. Should be my epitaph, really.
It should. But this is not going to be naggy. If you ever feel like you get nagged about SPF, this episode is going to change your mind, because we're not going to nag. And sunscreen's getting a little sexy. We have some cool formulas to share with you guys. We've done all the homework.
We have. And things that will be easy for you to use and things that will protect your skin, but also at the same time, make your skin look phenomenal. And that's what it's about.
There are some incredible SPF hybrids out there. We've tried them all. We're gonna narrow it down for you so you don't have to waste a dollar trying things.
So happy holidays, listeners. We really appreciate you. Have a great end of your year.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays, everyone. We can't wait to see you in 2024.
See you in the new year, and stay glossy.
Stay glossy. Meanwhile, find Life Gloss on Instagram and TikTok at lifeglosspodcast.com. And on our website, lifegloss.com, you just might catch us live on TikTok. You never know. All right, everybody. Susan, stay glossy.
Hillary, stay glossy.